This is Jay Sekulow. The nation remembers the tragedy of 9/11.
Plane crash into the World Trade Center here at the lower tip of Manhattan.
We just saw on live television as a second plane flew into the second tower of the World Trade Center.
It was an airplane actually going into the World Trade Center, and flames were coming out and smoke was just billowing in the air.
About 15 minutes ago, bodies started dropping from the top floors of the tower closest to the highway. Obviously, they had two choices: to be burned in flames or to leap and end it all. It was quite tragic.
We are hearing right now of another explosion that has taken place at the Pentagon.
So, John, I think this is one of these days where we can say that things will not again be the same in the United States of America.
The scene is horrific. One of the two towers literally collapsed. We heard a very loud blast, an explosion. We looked up, and the building literally began to collapse before us.
United 93, Cleveland, do you still hear the center? United 93, do you still hear Cleveland? United 93, do you hear Cleveland?
80 miles southwest from Pittsburgh, this United Airlines Flight 93 crashed.
From the size of the impact crater, it would appear as an angle of descent or angle of attack had to be nearly straight in.
People in our country wonder why. Why would somebody hate America? It's because we love freedom. That's why. We love the idea that people can worship an almighty God any way they so choose in America.
A somber mood throughout the United States today as we remember the tragedy of September 11th, brought home, of course, by the media that's doing a really great job watching a number of the media broadcasts remembering that day. And I want to thank our production staff for putting this beginning together for you, this program. Our phone lines are open for you, and I want to ask a very dramatic and very direct question. And as you think back on 9/11, your sense of where we are as a country, your sense on this battle that we're engaged in with Islamist fascism coming from radical elements of Islam. How do you view the situation for our country, the battle for freedom, the battle against the war on terror? How do you view the situation in the memory of 9/11? Jordan, of course, you were in Washington, D.C. when it happened. You were at school at George Washington University. Your thoughts?
That's right. You know, one of the professors today was in a class today talked about how we're almost getting to that point now where when we talk about 9/11, there is a generation of young people, of children who are growing up who don't remember exactly about the day. And we have to tell the stories to make sure that people remember. Of course, every year on this day, we see the news reports again. We hear those sounds, those horrible sounds, the horrific news reports. We see those images that you just can't erase from your mind. And every year we're reminded of that. But every single day, the men and women who serve our armed forces are reminded of what happened on 9/11, because that's why we're fighting terrorism around the world and in our own country, Dad. And that's what we have to remember about all of this, is that we are all engaged in a war against this enemy. And it started even before the 9/11 attacks.
It did. It, of course, came to the forefront at 9/11 because it came right to our shores, into our cities. I want to know what your thoughts are on this particular, as we remember the somber day, your thoughts on we're in a war with radical Islam. How do you view it? How do you view the situation? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country to discuss, of course, this day of remembrance. Our prayers for the American men and women that are serving overseas. This is a very important day to remember that. Our thoughts and prayers are with them as they're defending freedom. And our thoughts and prayers need to be with the over 3,000 members of families that have died at 9/11. We can't forget for one moment the sacrifice of the first responders in New York. I'm a New Yorker, so I remember these very, very well. But this is a very important time. Let's continue to keep the country, the president, the leadership in prayer. We're going to be taking more of your calls when we come back from the break. Our phone number, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110 as we fight for freedom.
the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, and I want to invite you to join me on a trip of a lifetime. So many people took advantage of this year's trip to Israel, organized by the American Center for Law and Justice, that plans are now underway for another journey to Israel. This is a trip you won't want to miss. Here's what one of our tour participants had to say.
It gave me a greater understanding. It was just more in-depth. It was just an awesome, awesome trip.
You will visit the historic sites and the holy sites in Israel, meet with top government leaders and military experts. I will be providing insight and briefings during the trip. Hundreds of people joined me in traveling to Israel this last summer. Now make plans for next year, an exceptional trip to the Holy Land, scheduled for June of 2008. Put your name on an information list and the ACLJ will keep you posted as the dates and costs of the trip are finalized. By calling our toll-free number, you'll be given the first opportunity to join us on this historic trip. So call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Visit Israel next year with us and you will never be the same.
This is my right, a right given by God.
We must never let our guard down. So today, as we remember all of those who were victims, individuals who were lost and the loved ones who loved them, we take comfort in the strength of our nation and the strength that it continues to show.
Attorney General of the United States John Ashcroft, who's now a distinguished professor of law and government at Regent University, works with us in our Law and Justice Institute, and we're thrilled to be associated with General Ashcroft. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. There's also some breaking news out of the Middle East. Jordan, you are our expert in the Middle East. You've been making a number of trips here, going back again soon. Tell us what's just happened. This is just breaking in the last few minutes.
Yeah, that's right. It's on the front of the websites and the news, and you don't see as much covered right now on the cable news because of the memorials and shows and news clippings from the 9/11 memorials. But on the front of every news website is an attack by Hamas, a rocket attack by Hamas from the Gaza Strip into an Israeli military base. 40 Israeli soldiers injured, 12 critically injured. This is the biggest attack, I think, by Hamas in the recent months. And because of this, Dad, Israel, who was the government there and military leaders who were trying to have restraint in responding and actually going into Gaza physically, this kind of attack that is obviously going to make all of the people in Israel and the government leaders much more interested in pursuing a stronger military action within the Gaza Strip territory.
You know, it's hard to understand, if you haven't seen it, what the Gaza Strip looks like, how it's related to the rest of Israel, the kind of the geopolitical situation. I want to let people know we're getting a lot of calls on this. We're going back in June of 08, our Mission 08, to Israel, so you can get this geopolitical sense. You'll meet with Israeli government leaders. You're going to meet with members of the military, meet with members of the military, look at all the biblical sites as well. But if you really want to get an understanding of this, I want to encourage you. Jordan's got the number there. Call our tour office. This is the ACLJ tour office, and get some information. It's going to be a great trip. We're really excited about it, but we want you to join us. Last time it sold out so quickly, we weren't able to keep it. We had to shut down a number of people pretty quickly. This time we're giving people plenty of notice. So call and get information. Looks like we're going to leave around the middle of June, somewhere between the 15th and the 18th. We've got the exact plans being formed right now. Jordan, why don't you give everybody the phone number?
1-800-662-5406. If you want to get more information about our trip next summer to Israel, 1-800-662-5406.
Also, we're going to be going over to Israel in October on some legal matters that we're handling. We hope to broadcast. We will be broadcasting live from Israel in October, probably around the 8th of October. So we'll keep everybody posted there. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Obviously, a somber day in the United States as we remember the 9/11 attacks on our country and what that has meant. Let's go right to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in.
Denise is calling from Missouri on line 5. Denise, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello,
Hi,
Jay.
Hi.
And
Hi.
Jordan.
Hi.
Today is indeed a day of prayer for all of the 9/11 victims, but also for our military who are waging daily battle in response to those terrorist attacks. Speaking of prayer and your efforts to guarantee the military the right to pray, I just have two quick comments.
Sure.
A great saint once said, as long as the sword of the church is left free to fight sin, it will do nothing to tarnish the sword of the state. And lastly, just as Antonin Scalia wrote in Scalia Dissents that our Congress has opened its sessions from the very first congressional session with a prayer by a military chaplain, our soldiers deserve at least that.
Well, no, you're right. And let me take it a step further. I'm in Washington right now, and we've got all of our senior attorneys from all over the country in our offices, at our offices in Washington, D.C. right now. And we just finished discussing, right before we went on the air, the situation with these military chaplains in prayer and what we're doing on that front, including both legal action within the Department of Defense and other litigation efforts that might be entailed over the next several months. So we're front and center on that. We're working on that, Denise. We're going to continue to work on it. We want to make sure our men and women, of course, we want to pray for our men and women. We want to make sure these chaplains can do their job. We're doing exactly that here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Let's go back to the phones. Dale is calling from Wyoming on line 6. Dale, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dale.
Yes, my comment is, as tragic as 9/11 was, that attack on our freedom, it seems that even more tragic is the attacks on our freedom that is coming from within.
Well, look, we live in a free country, and when you live in a free country, you have the right of dissent. Dissent doesn't mean, by the way, you know, that the Constitution's a suicide pact. And I say that. Those are the words of Justice Louis Goldberg, and this was back in the 1960s. And Justice Goldberg made this statement that, the Constitution's not a suicide pact, so we don't let people destroy the country from within. And you got to keep that appropriate understanding of the Constitution, the appropriate understanding of the role of the president as commander-in-chief. We're having the whole debate right now with General Petraeus before a Senate committee today. This is an important time. There's significant issues that the country is discussing and debating. But, again, the Constitution specifies that we are a country, a government of laws. The president has a responsibility, the House and Senate have a responsibility, and the judiciary. And this goes to who we are and how we govern as a people. And we've got, I think, the best form of governance, but we've got to ensure that that Constitution is protected. Let me say this also. We want to make sure, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution, that you get one, because obviously, it's especially a day like today, understand what our men and women are fighting for by having a copy of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. How do you balance freedom of religion when you've got this onslaught from radical Islam? All of the listen, the founders had great insight on this, and that's why you need to go to get a copy of our booklet, Foundation of Freedom. Jordan's going to give you the information, but you really need to get it so you've got something that you can really hold on to constitutionally.
That's right. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, as well as the Ten Commandments. We've included all for you. To get your free copy, just call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get your copy online. Let's go right back to the phones. John is calling from California on line 4. John, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, John.
Hello, guys. Jay, thanks for all the hard work that you're doing and everything.
Thanks.
I got a couple of comments. First of all, I don't understand what's going on with our government, with some of the liberals in our government that seem to be bordering on treason, the way they seem to be working against our president and all the work that he's trying to do to protect us from terrorism. Another comment that I have, too, is, it's hard to decipher. You know, you hear the Muslims speak of their religion being peaceful and things of that nature, but I find it hard personally to decipher who's peaceful as a Muslim and who isn't.
Well, let me tell you something. Here's the biggest problem. The moderate Muslim influence, you're not hearing from it. I mean, that's you're putting up a good question, and that is, where is it? And I don't see it. I mean, you hear from the radicals. And what has to happen is the, quote, moderate Muslim community needs to be speaking out and condemn the violence that's going on, like what's happened today in Israel with Hamas sending in, you know, basically rockets into a civilian area, and there were Israeli soldiers there, into a soldier's area, into this is absurd. I mean, this is not peace. And there's a great book out by Brother Andrew that talks about, it's called Secret Believers, and it's about Muslim converts to Christianity. And I'll tell you something, you know, we're working on that, of course, at the United Nations. In fact, our lawyers are already en route to Geneva right now as we speak. This is a big issue. It's a big issue, and the impact of what's happening. What people need to understand that there are many Arab people that are coming to Christ. That's happening often. There are Christians, Arab Christians, and there are former Muslims that are coming to the finding the Lord. And that is a huge thing. And that is our greatest hope, is the proclamation of the gospel. And Jordan, you've been intensely studying this and working on this. This is a big, big issue.
Oh, all over the world. And it's happened, Dad. We didn't even get to the story yesterday, but in Eritrea, which is in Africa, it's a country that's split about evenly Muslim and Christian, Orthodox Christians. A woman there, and this is the 12th incident that's happened, it's finally been reported, was tortured and killed in a prison because she would not sign a document saying that she has changed her faith to Islam. This is in a country that is not 99% Muslim. It's in a country that's 49% Muslim, about 49% Christian, and you've got a mix of other religions in that other 1%. But because the government there is Islamic, she was killed in the prison. This is the 12th report of this, Dad, out of Eritrea, which is border Sudan and that region of Africa. But it's really happening. And people have got to understand this kind of persecution is happening on a pretty wide scale across the Middle East and into countries like Africa as well.
Yeah, and this is, and it's serious too, folks. And that we've deployed lawyers globally here to work on these matters, and we're taking it very, very seriously. We're working on it aggressively. But again, when you've got a situation like this, you have to understand that part of what you have to do is make sure that your voice is heard and that you can continue to speak out on these issues. And I want to let everybody know, especially as we serve as a memorial today for 9/11. How important it is to maintain freedom, to make sure the gospel can be proclaimed, because at the end of the day, that is the hope. The liberty and freedom that's found in the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that is the hope, and that's what we need to continue to proclaim. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110, and we would love to talk to you on air. We've got a couple lines open. Let me tell you this also. We've got a trip to Israel we're planning. It is for next June. We are already getting a huge response, a very, very significant response to this trip. We are, in fact, working on it even this morning on some of the itinerary. If you want to go with us to Israel next June, June 08, mission to Israel, we need you to call our – Jordan, why don't you give them the tour information number, and this way you can get information about this upcoming trip.
1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Now, you can also get a copy of Foundations of Freedom today if you like. It's got the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, and the Ten Commandments. As we talk about the fight for freedom around the world and at home against terrorism, it's important to have our founding documents, our Foundations of Freedom. Call, get your free copy today, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and request your copy online.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. If you're looking for a well-rounded, Christian-based education, Regent University is now offering an undergrad program and is attracting top professors from all fields, including former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
I love students, and that's why I spend way more time outside of class working with and dealing with students than I do inside class.
Attorney General John Ashcroft serves as a distinguished professor of law and government at Regent University, impacting our students on a variety of important issues.
I think the distinctive of Regent is that it seeks to expose people to the whole truth, well-rounded truth that includes spiritual truth as well as the intellectual and academic pursuits.
You can take charge of your future. Enroll today at Regent Undergrad. Simply call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Or simply go online at regentundergrad.com. That's regentundergrad.com.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we remain committed to protecting your constitutional and your religious freedoms. So much of our future is tied to our past, and the importance of such documents like the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Gettysburg Address. And so much of our work at the American Center for Law and Justice is focused on protecting your freedoms, your constitutional and your religious freedoms. We've prepared a special booklet that includes these very important documents. It's called The Foundations of Freedom, and we want you to have this booklet free of charge. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy of The Foundations of Freedom today by calling toll-free 1-877-989-2255.
888-989-2255.
President Bush, of course, at right after 9/11 in New York, and who will forever forget those statements? That's going to be one of the most talked about speeches, and it was an impromptu by the president that has ever been given. It was the motivation of bringing the nation back and getting the nation ready to fight. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. We're going to go right back to our phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Dina is calling from Washington on line 4. Dina, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi there.
Hey,
I sure appreciate you guys putting on this program. I remember I was in the military at the time. I just retired last October, and I just wanted to thank all of our soldiers that are out there because they are the most brave people in the world. I mean, when the attacks first
happened. You're absolutely correct on that, and we want to, and it's a good way to start this segment of the program off. We need to say a huge thank you and continue to pray for our men and women serving overseas. It's that critical. And in days like this, you really remember, but we should always be remembered. These men and women are putting themselves in harm's way, and we need to remember that.
We definitely do. And folks, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Angelina is calling from Maryland on line 3. Angelina, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Angelina.
Thank you.
Sure.
I wanted to say that in as much as we're trying to fight for our freedom, we must not leave out the component about what is actually going on. The Bible has already illustrated what time we're in. This is the end time. All these things are happening to suppress us, to stop the Word of God from moving forward. But us believers, we need to be strong, we need to continue, we need to even push the Word of God even more stronger now than ever, especially...
Oh, and I think that's true, and I think that's true globally. I mean, I said earlier, I don't know if you caught the earlier part of the program, that's what I said. I mean, I said, look, I mean, the proclamation of the Gospel's the only defense, and it's the best defense to worldwide, this radical Islam you're seeing, is we need to evangelize, we need to see the Gospel spread. And we're ignoring reality if we don't understand the nature of the fight we're in. And Jordan can tell you this from his personal investigation while in Israel just a few months ago. As I said, we're going back in a couple of weeks, that this is really serious. And these Christians that have, and there's a lot of people coming, a lot of Arab Muslims have come to Christ in the last couple of years, but even in the last months, there's been a move. There's clearly something going on spiritually, and it's very significant. Jordan, you've seen this firsthand.
Yeah, it's gone all over. And there are also, Dad, not only the ones who are becoming Christians, but those who have been in Christian families for thousands of years, some of the original Christians in the Christian faith in the Middle East, who have been Christians for thousands of years, who have lived in these cities, have withstood all these different changes in government and military leaders in that region, and now today their families, thousands of years later, are still being persecuted, beheaded for their faith, whether it's in Africa, in Eritrea, or Egypt, or you go into countries like into Saudi Arabia as well. We've heard these kind of stories coming out of Iraq, obviously Iran as well. This is happening all over the Middle East, Dad, and most of the time it's militant groups who break off from the government, and the government is not strong enough or does not respond fast enough to stop these problems. So you've got a situation where you have governments over in the Middle East who are afraid to respond. They are afraid to do what the United States and President Bush has done and our armed forces have done with going right to the terrorists, going right to Afghanistan, going right into Iraq, and taking the war to the terrorists instead of waiting for the war to come to us.
And the important thing here for you to understand, folks, especially those of you that are members of the American Center for Law and Justice, we've deployed lawyers globally now. We've got lawyers that operate in the Middle East. We've got lawyers that operate in the UK. We've got lawyers that operate throughout Europe. We've got lawyers that operate throughout Russia, throughout the United States. So we are doing everything we can to see the proclamation of the gospel protected. We're going to continue to work on that. This is something we take at the forefront, and we're going to make sure avenues for free exercise of religion globally are protected. And that's exactly what we're doing here at the ACLJ.
Let's go back to the phones. Chris is calling from Missouri on line 6. Chris, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Chris. Let's go to somebody else, Jordan.
Okay, Jim's calling from California on line one. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Good morning. I just wanted to share something. My wife and I, we periodically turn on CNN, and it actually turned out that Fred Thompson was in Davenport, Iowa this weekend. And he said something that was very refreshing that he said that no other candidate has said on either side was that he said, you know, what he's seeing in Washington is there's too many people on both sides of the fence that are forgetting about how important the Constitution is, and they're thinking that it's outdated for today's times. And he goes, and even a deeper issue is that they're forgetting that we get our first rights to life through God.
Yeah, you know what the issue is the American people, and this is a sad commentary, don't know what the Constitution says. I mean, I cannot tell you how many people we've sent out probably 20,000 copies of our booklet, Foundation of Freedom. So that I know we personally have distributed probably more than that now. We're probably pushing 30,000. About 20 or 30,000 copies of Foundation of Freedom. We want to put the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights into the hands of everybody that's listening to this broadcast today. Everybody should know what the Constitution says. We've got this booklet. I'm glad you called. You need to know what the Constitution says. It's hard to protect something you don't understand what it says. And you can just call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And let us get you the Constitution so you know what our soldiers are fighting for.
It is important, folks. You have to understand that we need you to have these documents in your hands, that we need you. As I travel around and work in politics and government, you understand it. And it's exactly what my dad just said and what the caller said. We don't understand that people don't get to read the Constitution. They're not taught to read the Constitution in schools. So call and get your copy of the Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Linda is calling from Texas on line two. Linda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you. Yes. My comment is, you know, ever since 9/11, I have thought about that practically every day, and I saw the second plane go into the second building.
Yep.
And, you know, I listened to the debates that they've been having on TV, and I can't understand why the Democrats want our soldiers to come out of the war, since we didn't go looking for them to begin with. They came to us, and they destroyed our families and our friends. And although I don't have anybody that perished in that terrible day, but I still don't understand why, you know.
Because we forget. Here's the reason. I'm glad they did the memorial service today. I'm glad we're doing this, paying the attention to it today on our broadcast, because people forget. And we can't forget. We had an attack on the United States. It was the greatest in our history. More civilians killed than at any other time. And this was done in the context of Islamic fascism. And that's what they thought they were serving God through this. So you have to understand the nature of the enemy you're fighting and deal with that aspect of it. And that's what we're trying to do on the broadcast, and I think we've accomplished that today, is to reignite the passion for freedom that is so critical for where our country is right now. And that's another reason why we're doing our trips to the Middle East. We want you to understand what exactly is going on in Israel, in Jordan, in Egypt, in the surrounding areas, in Iraq, in Iran. You're going to look at – we went to the border of Lebanon. I mean, literally, you're staring at flags from Hezbollah. You get a sense of the area that you just don't get anywhere else, and that's why we're going to take another group back next June. We had a great trip this time. We want you to do it again. For those of you that want to go with us, we encourage you to call our toll-free number, our tour office. Jordan will give you that information and really get information about this trip. It's going to move very, very quickly.
1-800-662-5406 to get more information about our trip next summer to Israel. You want to get this information now, folks, so you're able to make a decision on whether or not you'd like to join us next summer in Israel. We definitely would like to have you with us. 1-800-662-5406. To get more information about the trip. And make sure, folks, if you don't have a copy of Foundations of Freedom, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, you need to get your copy today. It's a free booklet we put together for you and your family. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to call and get your free copy. It's Foundations of Freedom. You can also go to aclj.org and get your copy online.